Like that old hymn, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Thank you, Jesus. It's an open secret, they used to sing, didn't they? It's just marvellous. So at this point, I'm going to invite Andrew to come and start the communion with us and just share this very precious time. It truly is today a very precious time because of all that God has done in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to share the good news of the gospel. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know that our background and our roots go right back into the early church, the Orthodox Church. And so today we're going to, I haven't done this for a while, but we're going to go through the love feast. Amen. In the Orthodox style. And you know, the high priest came dressed for worship and to lead the people into worship. And we need to learn to worship the Lord in his fullness and his greatness. And as we read this together, you will see mysteries in this that maybe you've not seen before. We're not going to do the complete book. We're not going to rush this. Because there is great blessing in this. There's great mystery and there's great understanding of in the Lord's table. So many churches don't have the Lord's table anymore. But we always celebrate the Lord's table.
Amen.
The Lord's table is, when we come to the bread and the wine, some people think that when we say we're Catholic, we are Catholic, because Catholic means worldwide.
Amen.
So we are the Catholic Church. We're Amen. The worldwide church.
Praise God. One
we
body.
Are one body.
Amen.
One Lord, one Saviour, one
yes.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are worldwide. There is a difference between Roman Catholic, that's the church in Rome, that changed things, that believed that the bread and wine actually became the body and the actual blood right there and then. Now we believe that as we partake of the body of the Lord Jesus, that by some, as we partake of it, there is something that happens supernaturally to us. Because it's a mystery, and as we take of his blood, as we drink that cup, again, we're drinking and there's a spiritual mystery that goes on. Jesus said to the people, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no part in me.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus does not lie.
No.
But you see, the church twisted it. Some, you see, the early church from right through until about 1000 BC, no, 1000 AD, should I say, they believed that's what we were doing. And then Rome came in and changed it. And then in the 1600s, in the Reformation, they changed it again. They made it even weaker. They just said, well, it's just bread and it's just wine and nothing more. It's just a symbol. It is not a symbol. It is a fact. It is a miracle that this is a special time when we meet with Jesus. And if you water down the word, you water down the power of the word.
Yeah.
If you water down the meaning of the word, you water down the power that comes from God.
Yeah.
So this service, this is a very special time. And just to re-emphasize again afresh to us, because we can take so easily for granted as we break bread together and take of the cup of his precious blood, we treat it so lightly at times. But it is powerful and it is important to each and every one of us. And miracles were done through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
He does not change. Are you glad about that?
Amen.
And I'm glad he's risen today. He's ascended and glorified and seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf.
Amen.
Praise his wonderful name.
Jesus.
So we're going to spend some time together and just go through this service together and worship the Lord. You know, so we haven't done this for maybe a couple of years or more in this light. maybe 3 years. I don't know, lost count. So we're not going to rush it. We're going to absorb this. And we're going to enjoy the presence of God in our midst. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. God is so good to us.
Yes.
Some of you might be thinking, this is strange. We've never done this before, have we, Lee? Not while you've been here, no. Glory to Jesus. Turn to page 8 in your book, please. Has everybody got a book? Page 8. We're going to, down at the bottom of the page, it says the love feast of the faithful. Are you faithful?
I am.
Praise God, it's your love feast.
Amen.
It's his love feast and your love feast. You see, Jesus came for the bride.
He did.
The church.
Yeah. Amen.
And there's a love feast that goes on.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so you'll see as we go through this, where it says people, that's you. Did you realize? Did you know that that's you? And so then you are to say what it says after that. Nice and loud and clear. No rushing. Don't try and race and beat somebody to the end. Glory to God. Listen to each other. In fact, it would be good if you were to come forward maybe a little bit and sort of get together closer. And then you can hear each other. And then you're not sort of dispersed so much. It would be good to do that. So just come forward. Nobody will bite you, honest. And hallelujah. It's just as safe on the front row as it is on the back row. Believe it or not. Praise the Lord. It's great to see Mary here. Lord be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. So we will start off on page 8 there. And I will start being the priest unto the Lord at this time.
Amen.
The Lord be always with you.
And with your
spirit. Amen. Let us go to the altar of God. Let's read together the third one, the second one down where it says all, the winged cherubim and seraphim. Okay? The winged cherubim and seraphim to the life-giving Trinity do raise. With us the joyful and triumphant hymn, filling creation with a voice of praise. Let us then, at this consecrated hour, lay aside life's cares and trials from sight. Receive the King of glory and of power, attended by the unseen angels bright. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Together, page 10. Receive, O most loving Father, this bread, that it may become the holy body of your begotten, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the side of Christ flowed blood and water, mingled together, that it saw, it bear record, and we know that it is true. Together, receive, O most loving Father, this chalice of wine mixed with water, that it may become precious blood of your only begotten, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blood and water flowed from his risen side, symbolizing death, but also symbolizing birth. Hallelujah. I wash my hands in innocence. Let us pray. My beloved brethren, that this, our sacrifice, may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty, through our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you,
Spirit, and make your priesthood to shine before him. The Lord, accept your sacrifice and give us his blessings. Amen. On page 11, at the top of the page, together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we offer and present unto you this bread and this cup, together with our souls, for our bodies, dedicating ourselves to your service, engaged and forced to obey your holy will and commandments, and beseeching you to send down your Holy Spirit upon us, that he may destroy us all that is evil as by consuming fire, so that we may henceforth yield ourselves to you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, having respect, O Lord, unto the faith of the fathers, and not imputing their sins, nor the sins of your servant ministering before you, whose words and acts in your name, in obedience to your commandment and according to your will, confirm, ratify, and make effectual. And though we are unworthy to offer you any sacrifice, yet we beseech you to accept ours, our duty and service, and grant us your mighty power and blessing through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, be all honor and glory to ages of ages. Amen. The Lord be with you always. Let us stand. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to our God. It is very fitting and very right that we should all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Father Almighty, Eternal God, who together with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God and one Lord. We bless you for your creation, your preservation, and for all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your infinite love in the redemption of the world through our Lord Jesus Christ, for all the meanings of grace, and for the hope of eternal glory. Wherefore, we magnify and praise you, mighty God, heavenly King. We worship and adore your glorious name, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, joining the hymns of angels and archangels, of thrones and dominions, principalities and virtues, powers and all the host of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim before your throne, and singing to you together. Holy, holy, Lord God of the Sabbath. Heaven and earth is full of your majesty, of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. With boldness and confidence, we lift our voices and dare to call you Father, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Praise God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, even of the Father and the Son and of the Spirit, both now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen. Look upon us, O God, and bless and sanctify this bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we bless this bread. And we beseech you, Heavenly Father, to send down your all holy and life-giving Spirit upon it, and make it unto us the most holy and body of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our Lord and everlasting Redeemer, who the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and after he had given thanks, he blessed it, sanctified it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Amen. Look upon us, O God, and bless and sanctify this cup. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we bless this cup, and we beseech you, Heavenly Father, to send down your all-holy, life-giving Spirit upon that which contained therein, and make it unto us the most precious blood of your Son Jesus, our Lord and everlasting Redeemer, who in like manner also took the cup after he had supped, and again giving thanks, he blessed it and sanctified it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Amen. Wherefore, O loving Father, we your servants call to mind the most blessed sacrifice of your Son, showing forth his death, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection, triumphant ascension, and glorious presence at your right hand, and waiting for the blessed hope of his appearing and coming again, do offer and present to you this reasonable and unblooded sacrifice which you have instituted in your church. This pure and holy and glorious oblation, the holy bread of everlasting life and the eternal cup of salvation. On behalf of all and for all, beseeching that you, by the power and operating of the Holy Spirit, overshadow them, you will manifest them as the most precious body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. And cause them to be borne to your altar on high, there to be offered by him who is, as the eternal high priest, forever presents himself as the eternal sacrifice, even as the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And as you have ordained that this celestial mystery should be mirrored here on earth through the ministry of mortal men, so vouchsafe to look upon these holy gifts with a gracious and serene countenance and accept them upon your altar before your glorious high throne in heaven. Once for all, a full and perfect, sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and grant us, all pure people, the full benefits, the passion of your Son, remission of all our sins, and eternal life, which things, O Lord, we seek for all in the communion of your holy church, both living and departed, for whom and for all whom you have prayed, we offer this sacrifice and present it in our prayers. Amen. As often as you shall eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come in brightness from heaven. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let the earth keep silent before him. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Are you a people of faith?
Amen.
It's a mystery.
It is.
Let's proclaim the mystery of faith together. The body and blood of Christ lie before us, and the power of heaven celebrate unseen. We commemorate your death, O Lord. We confess your resurrection, and we await your second coming. Grant us your mercy and grace. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. Certainly different, isn't it? But there's great meaning in this table. Sometimes we need to just readjust our focus and just see the power. You know, the evangelicals threw all this out. But there's power in this very table to change lives. It's wonderful. We remember before you, the whole church, militant here on earth, praying especially for bishops and all of the bishops with the priests and deacons and underdeacons and deaconesses and other ministries, all the Orthodox worship in the Catholic and Apostolic faith, and all people baptized, and in particular for the congregation here present. We pray also for the little ones of your flock, for all the catechumens, and for, do you know what that is? That's for all those who are getting ready to be baptized. For all those who are getting ready to be baptized.
Amen.
We'd love to see Ivy, and we'd love to see Pat being baptized.
Amen.
We'd love to see Stephen
Amen.
Being baptized. It's that next step of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Rebecca,
yes.
That next step of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not to please man, but it's to please God.
Amen.
And for me, I want to be a God pleaser. I live my life on earth to be a God pleaser.
Amen.
Not a man pleaser.
No.
Some people might look at this service and think, oh, you're going back into Rome. No, we're not. We're going back beyond Rome.
Yeah.
We're going back 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Before Roman churches existed. We're going back to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to the Lord's Supper itself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for those who know not the truth, for the cessation of heresy,
yes.
The healing of schisms, and for the unity of all the churches, and we need that. Likewise, remember before you all the nations of the earth and their rulers, and for peace for the whole world, for favorable weather and fruitfulness of the earth. We shall remember all those who are sick or in trouble, especially for those whom our prayers are desired, and all depart in this life beseeching you to receive them into your rest. Amen. Turn over to page 17, please. Top of the page, together. Receive all these our petitions, and hasten, O God, the time when you will send forth from your right hand him who will send, at whose appearing the saints depart shall be raised, and which life shall be caught up to meet him. So shall we ever be with him under the veil of earthly things. We have now communion with him. but with the unveiled faces shall behold him. Rejoice in this glory, made in him like. By him, with you, all your church, holy and unspotted, shall be presented with exceeding joy before the presence of your glory. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for his sake, even Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, by whom you do ever create, hallowed and quicken, bless and bestow upon these and all good gifts. Together, for we acknowledge and confess with our hearts and lips that by him were all things made, all things both in heaven and in earth, and with him, as we dwell in life, all things existed, and in him, as the transcendent glory of all things, and move and have their being. To whom, with you, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and always, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Amen. Christ is our Passover sacrifice for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Let us bow our heads down before the Lord, before thee, O Lord. Together, O Father of lights, you dwell between the cherubim and things that were lowly. Shine forth in your splendor, your glory, and in the overflowing of your love upon us. Bow our heads before you. Sanctify us, we beseech you, by your celestial power, that we, partaking of the pure and living mysteries of the blood and body of our Jesus, Son, may we dwell in him, and he in us, and grant that being ever conscious of his indwelling presence, we may breathe forth the fragrance of your holy life, and receive of your mercy health both of body and soul in the communion of the mystical body of your Son, Christ. Amen. Thus truly, the Word of God suffered in the flesh and was broken upon the cross, and on the third day did rise again, and is one Emmanuel, for in him God and man is one Christ. And this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Praise his name. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us your peace. Holy things for holy people. Even one Lord, Jesus Christ, in whom are we to the glory of the Father, the Lord. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. I believe, O Lord, and I confess that you are truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And I believe that the most holy gifts upon this altar are truly your most holy body and precious blood. Therefore, I beseech you, have mercy upon me and forgive my transgressions, whether voluntary or involuntary, whether of thought or word or deed, whether committed with knowledge or in ignorance, and grant that I may partake without condemnation of your all pure mysteries for the remission of my sins and receive life eternal. Amen. This is his body which is broken for each and every one of us. And as we have come before the Lord in a sincere heart, the Lord looks at the heart. He knows our weaknesses. He knows the strength of his own Son. And he has come that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. What I'd like you to do, I'd like you to come forward to receive the body of our Lord Jesus and to receive the blood of our Lord Jesus. And if you make a line, and if Grace would come and assist, please. Do you want to just clear this area here, Graham? The life of Christ.
Amen.
To quicken,
yes,
this mortal body.
Absolutely.
Amen. And let this speech be free and be clear in the name of Jesus. Loose that tongue, Lord. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as you rose, as people rose from the dead at your death, let this voice come forth in resurrection life. Amen. Say yes. Say yes. Never mind. Yes. Hallelujah. Shed for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Giving you life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Is that everyone? Praise the Lord. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Holy Father, Almighty God, that of your goodness and love, you have fed us with your most holy, precious and body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray that this, your sacrament, may not be our condemnation, but that you will, by it, preserve us in this life and raise us up at that last day through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, every one God, to be all honor and glory to the ages of ages. Amen. Let us depart in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to share a few thoughts with you, just for a brief moment. I just want to share some thoughts with you. Those of you that know the Bible know and believe that this is the Word of God.
Amen.
What I find absolutely amazing is that when you turn to the book of Isaiah and you realize that Isaiah lived 750 years before Jesus. Right? And yet, when we turn to Isaiah chapter 53, and he writes this, 750, 780 years before it happens, he writes the event. Eh? Absolutely. You know, he should have done the lottery. But you see, these words that he wrote came from God. And as I've said to you before, God does not keep secrets from His people, from His children. But we need to know and understand the mystery of this word. And it is a mystery. It's written as a mystery so that not just anybody can walk into the kingdom. And Isaiah writes in chapter 53, "Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For He, Jesus, grew up like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He had no stately form or majesty that we should look upon Him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to Him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised. And we did not esteem Him, Jesus. For surely our griefs He Himself did bear, and our sorrows He carried.
Amen.
Yet we ourselves esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for my iniquities." That's what happened. "The chastening for our well-being fell upon Him. And by His scourgings we are healed." Not we're going to be. We are healed. "By His scourgings we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. We've rebelled. We've done stupid things. Made mistakes. Chosen the wrong pathway. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on Him, Jesus. Your punishment, my punishment, has been applied to Jesus." This man, Isaiah, is telling the story before it happens. 780 years before it happens, he's telling the story. God is speaking through him. And as God is speaking through Isaiah, God sees you. In the year 2014, on the 20th of April,
amen,
in his kingdom,
yes,
in fellowship with his people, in relationship with God and Jesus, God sees every one of us. If this man Isaiah could tell this story 780 years before it happens and get it bang on right.
Amen.
And the Word of God says, the Lord knows the number of the hairs on your head.
He knows
when a sparrow falls to the ground. Wow. You see, you matter to God. That's why God had planned this from the beginning of creation. And before it happened, it's written down again. Verse 7, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, So he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment, he, Jesus, was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people, to whom the stroke was due. You and I deserve to be beaten. You and I deserve to be punished. But by the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, Jesus took my punishment, took your punishment, and has given us life eternal. His grave was assigned with the wicked, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. And if he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offerings, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days. Glory to God. Your day is going to be prolonged with long life.
Amen.
I will satisfy you. Hallelujah. You're going to live longer than what you thought.
Amen.
Amen. And the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hands.
Amen.
As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, and as he will bear their iniquities, therefore I will lot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong.
Amen.
Because he has poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he himself bore the sins of many and interceded for the transgressors. He's interceding for you and for me right now. He's your high priest. He's the one who is interceding on your behalf. It is just to refresh your minds, to realize that Christ gave his life that you might have life.
Amen.
Christ came to set you free that you might have freedom. The world talks of freedom. The world talks of peace. The world talks of life.
No.
But it's not the God life.
No.
And it's not eternal life.
No.
But you know, when you come through Christ Jesus, there's that great hymn that we sing, up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. A victor from the great domain. He lives forever with his saints to reign. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, there's a work going on even now in Marie's life. You know, the enemy sought to destroy her and bring destruction. And this is not what he wants to hear. This is not the words that he wants to hear. You know, Marie's gone through some traumas and she needs ministry. She needs the Holy Spirit to be ministered into her life in a great way. And as the Lord just comes upon her even now, doing her work.
Amen.
See, this word sets the captives free.
Amen.
It breaks the power of sin. It breaks the power of sickness. And it breaks the power of the devil. He's real. You know he's real. You've nearly lived with him, I think.
Yeah.
You've seen the dark side. And you've lived in it, yeah. Thank God I've never been there, and I don't want to go there. And you're not going back, no. But the power of God is working in people's lives. When the word is spoken, when the presence of God is in the building, you'll see more of this. Because the Spirit of God will overcome the enemy and bring freedom. The enemy sought to kill her over the years. But in the name of Jesus, we believe that only the other day, Dharma and I were just chatting about her. And you know, we pray for her. And we just believe that God at work in her life, setting the captives free, ministering strength into this body, renewing this mind, and bringing absolute total deliverance and freedom in Jesus' name. That she would be loosed by the power of the Spirit of God. And every spirit that has sought to hold on to her will be destroyed and broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, let your peace just flow into her life. And she shall know the power of God working in her. Lord, let your peace flow over right now. And just minister to her. Cause your peace to rest in her life. And to bring victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just stay there. Just stay there. Just rest. Just rest. Jesus' name. Rest in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God, don't we? We serve a mighty Jesus. He's risen. Hallelujah. This is the day that we celebrate. He's risen. He's ascended. And he's glorified. And you're here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he saved us. And we were able to speak to you. Amen. Isn't that great? And you see, over 45 years ago, God saved me. It is, because you might not be here today. Because like Isaiah, 750 years before, wrote the story. God has placed us in time with a purpose and a plan to reach out to people along the way. And you have to be that next link in that chain. To catch the next one. Robbing hell. Populating heaven. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's a mighty God. He's a glorious Saviour and King. Let's not forget this. Let's not forget what he's done for us. Always remember his dying that you and I might live. Oh, praise his wonderful name. Father, we just pray right now that, Lord, as we just give you thanks for your presence and for your goodness in our life, as we remember this time of Easter, when we celebrate your death and your resurrection.
Amen.
We just give you thanks for all that you've done for us. And we give you thanks, O Lord, for all that you are going to do for us. For Lord, you have given us a future. You've given us a hope. And we just give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
While Andrew's just derobing there, next week we are having a fellowship meal together after service, and one or two of us ladies are preparing a hot meal for us all. So there'll be choices, there'll be plenty of choice. I'm sure you'll find something there that you like. It would be good if some of you could just perhaps see me afterwards or see Christine, because she was originally, and Ray, to, we need some drinks, some juice to drink, or pop or whatever. Well, don't to be overloaded. We need some cakes for afterwards. So if you can bake a cake or bring a cake, that would be lovely for pudding. And the rest of us will take care of the food. So that was something to think about. And we also said it would be good to invite a friend or friends or members of your family that don't normally come. It would be a fabulous opportunity to bring in those that don't normally fellowship with us. Come and share and get round a table and enjoy some good company. And it would be nice too if in the service itself we could have some testimonies. Come prepared to share what God's done for you, either how you got saved or God's been doing in your life in these past few weeks or last week or next week. By the time we get to Sunday, I'm sure God will have done something else. He's always active and alive in my life. I don't know about yours, but I see his hand constantly working on my behalf. And it's good to come and give thanks and share with the folks and encourage one another about what God's doing. So I would, you know, encourage all of you to come and be prepared to share something and share your testimony, because your testimony is the most powerful thing that you can share when there are unbelievers in our midst. So, yeah, that would be absolutely great. We'd look forward to that. So I think it would be good at this point, perhaps if we can, we do need some hymn books. Graham, have we got some with that When I Surveying? Oh, right, that'd be good. And then we can hand them out. And we can sing When I Survey the Wondrous Cross on which the Prince of Glory died.
Shall we stand? Survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. Our richest gain, we count everything but lost, and pour contempt on all my pride. Hallelujah. What a great song. What a great death and resurrection that inspired this hymn.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.